You are listening to Smith Sabatino, and our guest for this particular segment is Francis DiBernardo. He is the executive director of the New Ways Ministry. And the reason we bring that up this particular time, what was that? That was an interesting little SOS. Anyway, is the Vatican announcement this week.
You got me on that one.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Francis, are you there? Francis? There's nobody there. Anyway, we'll talk to our engineer and see if we can get that fixed up. Anyway, Carl, so anyway, the Vatican met this week. Actually, the Vatican didn't meet because that's an institution. However, there were a bunch of bishops, and it's called a synod.
Yes.
And in that synod, they sent out what is called a report after debate. And they put it in Latin, which my Latin is gone from me from my high school
days. I'm not even going to go there on that.
And basically what they have decided to do is to talk about, including gays and lesbians, into the Catholic ministry.
I believe, Ron, and there goes the phone now. I believe, Ron, that the point that has to be made here, and if we get into the Vatican political system of putting together a process upon which those will or will not be accepted, we'd be here forever.
Right. Now, do I understand it, Carl? Let me interrupt.
Yes.
Francis DiBernardo, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, bravo. I don't know what happened here, but you know, you have to put a quarter in the telephone thing every once in a while to make this thing work. So I don't know whether it was our quarter or your quarter. But anyway,
keep the coins going.
Right.
Go.
I've introduced you as the executive director of the New Ways Ministry, which is a organization that has tried to include gays and lesbians into the Catholic ministry for a number of years. What was your reaction to what came out of the Bishop Synod this week in Rome?
I was very, very pleased. It was an important first step for gay and lesbian Catholics because it acknowledged their presence, it acknowledged their value, and it indicated that church leaders are finally ready to welcome them.
This is Carl Sabatino. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. DiBernardo. I'm going to raise the question, and my question is simply, when the Pope, in that infamous, I won't use the term infamous, wrong word, on that very, very interesting flight, when he made the statement, "Who am I to judge?"
Right.
So important. He sounded, as I said to one person, he sounded to me like Christ. Who am I to judge? Mm-hmm. And for those of us who were born and raised in Greenwich Village, New York, the question to me is almost moot. Why are we even having this dialogue? And I realize the church and its hierarchy and the years, 2,000 of them, upon which there were certain tenets of belief. But we are dealing with an open house. We are dealing with reaching to the poor. We are dealing with open arms to everyone, so I thought.
Yes, and I think that the fact that we're having this discussion in the church about gay and lesbian people, the fact that the church needs to have this discussion is an indication of the fact that the church needs to update its approach to all of sexuality, because the fact that they have taken so long to recognize and affirm gay and lesbian people, the hierarchy of the church, shows that their attitudes and their information about sexuality really need updating. The rest of the world and the rest of the Catholics in the pews support lesbian and gay people. The statistics show constantly that U.S. Catholics overwhelmingly support equality for lesbian and gay people. But the hierarchy is another story, and they have to, they're playing catch-up, I think, with the rest of the world at this point.
What do you think was the motivation for the synod to embrace these controversial issues at this time?
I think that behind the scenes, many bishops were dissatisfied with the severe approach to sexuality that the two previous popes have had, Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI. And I think that behind the scenes, there was a lot of grumbling. And I think that Pope Francis certainly is a factor, and the fact that so many lay Catholics have spoken to their bishops about wanting changes in the Church's approach to sexuality, that we're finally seeing the hierarchy respond to those requests.
It's a far cry from the 2005 pronouncement by Pope Benedict, where he called homosexuality an inherent moral evil.
Yes, it's a total reversal from that attitude. The fact that this week they said that lesbian and gay people have gifts to bring to the Church, you know, indicates that that Church leaders seem willing to learn from the faith experience of lesbian and gay people. So it is a total reversal from the old attitude.
Do we have a long way to go before there is total acceptance for gay and lesbian couples within the Catholic Church?
Well, God works in mysterious ways, and he also works on a mysterious time schedule that none of us are privy to. But I think the fact that we've gotten started in the discussion means that we can hope for changes, more substantial and complete changes down the road.
I was wondering, where in the short term do we go from here? The Pope obviously has made his statement. He's made his statement on this issue. He's made his statement reference to the poor. Where do we go from here in the short term?
Mm-hmm. I think change in the Church always starts first with language and tone, and then the next step is pastoral practice. I think that, and what I mean by that is that I think that the Pope's new language and new tone is going to embolden priests and nuns and pastoral ministers in parishes and Catholic schools. They're going to be emboldened to reach out to lesbian gay people. And I think that's going to have a great impact on the whole Church community when these people are welcomed as members in the Church.
Do you think the Church will lose a number of members because of the conservative movement that does not want to embrace gay and lesbian couples?
No, I don't think that we're going to lose them. I think they are going to be very frustrated, but I think that what's needed is for Church leaders to, you know, for the Pope and for the bishops to provide educational opportunities for people. You know, I've met many people in my ministry who were opposed to accepting and welcoming lesbian gay people in the Church, and after they've learned about lesbian gay reality, after they've gotten rid of their myths and their stereotypes, people have changes of heart, and I think that is possible even for those who are still vocally opposing acceptance.
If somebody within the Church wants to learn a little bit more about the New Ways ministry, do you have a website?
Sure. We have two I'd like to let them know about. One is our website where our regular information is, and that's www.newwaysministry.org. And then we also maintain a daily blog on Catholic LGBT issues, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and that website is new, this is all one word, newwaysministryblog.wordpress.com.
All right. I hope that people were able to write that down, and I want to thank you, Francis DiBernardo, for spending some time with us today and clarifying some of the issues on the on behalf of the gay and lesbian Catholic couples out there listening.
Thank you. It's been a delight to be here. I appreciate the time.
Perhaps we can talk again in the future. We'll see what happens. Thank you.
I hope so. Okay.
That was very, very, very interesting. Very interesting. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on in this broadcast. Stay with us. We are back.
America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.